What is up to all of you fine people out there on this beautiful Monday morning? It is time once again for the Sneaks and Stats podcast, episode 42.
Jackie Robinson.
That's probably the most famous 42 of all time.
It has to be.
But I was thinking James Worthy.
James Worthy is probably right behind that.
And I don't know if you've ever heard of a young man named Kevin Love.
Kevin Love.
Kevin Love.
The nephew of one of the Beach Boys.
Yeah, very Bob Love, I think.
I think it's Bob, yeah.
And actually, no, I think there was an NBA player named Bob Love. I'm not sure anymore.
I mean, I wish they all could be
Cheeks
and Steady, but I don't know.
I am the Steady Daddy, and over here on my left, your right, I think.
Sneaker Peter on the hot mic.
And we don't like bikes. Bike? Anyways, do not forget to subscribe. Check us out on Instagram, X, Threads, and TikTok. Please leave a comment. If you guys have some shoes you want us to talk about, we'll be more than happy to do it. And let's have some fun.
Let's get to it. Do it to it.
Do it
to eat.
To eat.
Are you to it, into it. Speaking of into it, the Clippers' new arena is will be open next season.
And it's also tax season.
That's right.
And also, preliminary happy birthday to the one and only
Steady Daddy
Sneaky Pete.
Thank you very much.
I got you something. It's not the shoes I'm wearing right now, unless you want them.
This is the shirt on my back.
It's my unconditional love.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Yes.
Thank you, thank you. Well, it'll be a couple days before my birthday comes out. Yep. But I will be on vacay next week. Meaning, I will be working on a lot of stuff for us and this podcast, so...
Vacay for this guy is work for this guy.
That ain't work. This ain't work. It's fun.
Speak for yourself.
I hate it. I work 9 to 5 on this damn thing all the time.
But I work 5 to 9.
Oh, you
do? The other way. The long way.
That's right.
But yes, the Clippers' new arena shall be opened next season, and they have... the wall and the most bathrooms of any NBA arena, according to owner Steve Ballmer.
Did you hear about this one? I thought this was kind of crazy. Depending on your behavior and how well and how many games you go to, will determine how where they give you a, like your seat or how
for the wall. So the wall is like the Clippers fan section. That's, they're gonna try and tailor it. I think after more like a soccer style arena where it's just gonna be kind of like. Very vertical.
Yes.
So you can fit like a bunch of people in just one section, which is interesting. I think it could work out. I think it could be cool. But yeah, so the eligibility to have seats on the wall is like you have to own Clippers gear. You have to have had like come to a game before.
Super active member. Yes.
Right? Which is smart. But I do wonder, you know, I feel like that should be like a fun rule for maybe the first year that you actually enforce.
Yeah.
But then after that, I don't know. I mean,
I'm all for all these new things that in the new arenas and stadiums.
Right? I do think like NBA fans in America, and especially LA and New York. Not New York has really good fans, but like LA, Miami, San Francisco for sure. They're like pretty. Calm,
yeah,
which is not always bad, but it's like definitely noticeable.
Yeah,
I don't know if you've ever seen clips of like Lithuanian league basketball leagues. Oh, they're like flags and they're chanting.
Fireworks.
It's like a soccer match. It's really cool, and I kind of wish there was a little more of that. Because if you go to like a LAFC game, it's like that there.
Yeah,
it's like crazy there, and it's cool.
Yeah, I would imagine like OKC would adopt that. Their fans are insane.
OKC has some awesome fans when their teams are good, which they are really good right now.
Yeah, I feel like there's different things in different countries that are allowed. Like, so like in Lithuania, they have like fireworks going off, right?
It's crazy.
And smoke and all that.
Yeah.
I can imagine people in America, the rules in America wouldn't allow that, right?
No.
Even though I feel like the players would definitely, their performance would change if the atmosphere was a little crazier, right?
It's also difficult in an indoor arena, which, do you think the NBA would ever do a outside game? Like, you know how the NCAA has the military classic where they play it on the
aircraft carrier?
Yeah.
I would say yes. I just don't see a reason for them to do it.
That's true, yeah.
Right?
I think you'd have to do it in, like, L.A. because the basketball season is fall to essentially summer, but most of the time it's cold weather.
And no, and a not windy day.
Yeah, exactly. Not today in L.A.
Air ball again.
Weird. Anyways, 24-32, your final score.
Where gusts of winds were 34 miles an hour.
I heard an interesting fact about the NBA on the Low Post, of course, from Mr. Kevin Pelton, who is kind of ESPN's big, huge advanced stat guy, that apparently free throw rate in the NBA is at an all-time low. And really? So the difference is, I think free throw attempts overall are up, but free throw rate is how often a player goes to a line, I think per shot or per possession. And since possessions are so much higher, there's not actually as many free throws per possession as there might have been like 20 years ago, which interesting. Is kind of weird.
So does that mean high volume free throw shooters like LeBron, Giannis, their rate is all down?
And essentially, across the board. He said it's the lowest ever. But I thought that was interesting because, you know, that's a big complaint of people is that too many fouls called. But I thought that was interesting.
That is very interesting.
Tidbit to share.
I'm sure you saw it, but how do you feel about the league looking into more defensive freedom for players? Did you hear about that?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the natural response to the crazy scoring run that happened before the All-Star game and then the All-Star game itself with, you know, almost 200 made threes. I know also, of course, Zach Lowe, he is not a fan of bringing back hand checking. Mm-hmm. I think that would be fine. I mean, I don't want it to be like, you know, MJ era, let me just shove you off me.
Yeah.
But I do think there are some plays where it's just like, if I'm an offensive player and I'm if I'm a defensive player and I'm standing still and the offensive player jumps into me while he's shooting, it's a foul on me.
That should definitely be offensive foul.
It should be a no call or an offensive foul. Mm-hmm. It should never be, I mean, and of course, unless if I hit you or something, then of course, if it's a clear defensive foul, then call it. But like, if I'm just standing there.
That's a Steph Curry classic, a Harden classic.
Harden is the guy that I think of for sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like Steph doesn't look for contact all that much.
I think when someone's riding him pretty close on defense, you know, he'll throw his body in there a little bit.
Yeah, I think it would be good. I think there's some things you could change, but I think it would definitely be beneficial to look at allowing the defense a little more leeway.
Yeah, they've done a good job protecting the 3-point shooter. You know, I feel like these little changes that they've made to rules every other season has been good. So I think there's a way to kind of help the defender out a little bit because it is more of like an offensive player's sport. Almost like a...
Yeah.
You know, like in baseball, like it's a pitcher's game right now because, you know, they're elevated on a mound pitching down. Right? Yeah. So I don't know. There's ways to even it out.
I think it's interesting because I read an article about, I think it was 2005 when they made the rule change about no more hand checking.
Yeah.
If you do the sweep through, that's a defensive foul.
Yeah.
And
the Kobe special.
And, the Kobe special. T-Mac and Kobe special.
T-Mac, Kobe, Durant.
And all those rules that they changed to essentially the league was trying to increase scoring because, you know, you had Pistons holding teams to like 50 points.
Yeah.
It did increase scoring, but it did it through free throws.
Yeah.
So I do think if the NBA can give the defense more leeway so that there's less fouls called, I think we're at a point where scoring is going to be high no matter what because most players are looking to shoot the three.
Yep.
I think it'd be good for the game. You don't want to stop the game. Like,
exactly.
The NBA is such a fast-paced game. Can you imagine if there was whistles like that in soccer, which soccer is pretty much continuous?
Yeah.
Like, that would be a nightmare to have this many whistles in any other sport.
Right, so. and hard for any team to get in rhythm with the game stopping continuously.
I think hard for fans, too.
Yeah.
Like, especially new fans, like, you're not going to be drawn to a game where it's mostly people shooting free throws, which, again,
standing around,
apparently it is not just that. But I just think the more, honestly, the more you can cut out free throws, the better product as far as entertainment you
have,
I would say.
I agree.
Can you imagine if you called an NBA game by all of the rules, like no carrying, that stuff that they pretty much let all the players get away with? That would be kind of funny, to be honest.
Yeah, because, I mean, we see stuff they get...
Nope.
Yeah, because you see, like, like all the travels, right? Oh my God.
Some of them are so, they're so bad. Egregious. They're, it's so stupid.
It's like, how do you miss that?
I know.
Right? Some of them?
It's so bad. There was one, Jokic had something the other day that, this was funny. It wasn't that he did something bad, but he thought the refs missed a call, like a foul, or they called it out, or whatever.
Yeah.
He thought that there was a call that they missed, so he flipped around to like the bench and was like, you better review it. Mm-hmm. But they were checking their iPads or whatever to see if they actually should. So he bent down and faked tying his shoe. Uh-huh. He was guarding the inbounder for the other team. So that the bench had more time to review it before the play started so they could call it. And they reviewed it.
And they got it?
I think they got it. They did the coach's challenge. I'm like, that's pretty 30? Classic. It's, yeah, serious. I think they were.
That reminds me of one. Jason Kidd goes, bump into me.
Yes. All-time classic.
Blake Griffin? Was it Blake? No, it wasn't Blake.
No, because he was coaching the Nets.
Yeah, Blake was on the Nets, right?
No, but was Blake on the Nets? No.
Yes.
This is before that, though.
Oh, but it was somebody else.
This is like, it was like, it was like, what's his name? Karis LeVert, rookie year or something.
Yes.
When was Blake on the Nets? What year was that?
I'm telling you, he was on there. He was.
I don't believe you. You're a liar.
If he's not, I will buy you.
You owe me a Coke. No, you're right. 2021-22.
You owe me. Size 9.
He was on there. Dang, he was on there for 2 seasons. That was like the KD Nets.
It was like the random. Not the random. The when they were, they had the three that never played together.
Yes.
Yeah.
They played like 16 games and they were like 15-1 or something crazy.
I'm going somewhere else.
Kyrie was like, vaccine? I think not. And Harden was like, y'all suck.
Yeah.
Ben Simmons picking up from last week. He had surgery Thursday. So he is reportedly going to be healthy for next season. So
yes,
we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
Did we bring up Benedict Mathurin last week?
I don't think so.
Because he's out for the season. He's out as
for
well.
The season. Yeah, the Pacers have been struggling.
I feel bad for them.
Yeah.
They were on a good run for a bit.
I don't know if Mathurin honestly would have made a huge difference in their last few games they've lost, but
yeah.
Certainly would have helped. Yeah, that sucks. The Timberwolves have been doing okay without Kat, which the supremacy of Naz Reid is upon us because that dude can ball.
And he went. Even the Lakers played well against them, and Naz Reid also played well that game.
Yes, he did. He played well against the Cavs, too. Both of those were losses, but... they did end up beating the Clippers. I don't know if you saw that. They were down by like 22 and then won by 18. Kawhi, but still pretty impressive.
Mm-hmm. Kawhi went home too.
Yeah, he was like, nah.
I'm going home.
See ya.
Yeah. An update on Joel Embiid. He will be back early April, I'm hearing.
Oh, okay. It's just around the corner. So that's pretty good then.
Yeah, good for that. I mean, because... they are holding on for dear life. They were up maybe 15, 16 games in the win column, and now they're only 6 games above 500. Yeah, they're like
in 7th or something.
So they need him back very badly.
Tyrese Maxey missed some games too, so yeah, they were like, there was nobody.
The guy who was scoring for them when he left.
Anyways, how about some shoes? That's enough stats.
Is this what this is about?
It's about your soul. Not your soul, like your soul.
Seoul, Korea?
It's about Seoul, Korea, because everyone...
And the Dodgers are opening the season there next week.
Oh, really?
Against the opening? Padres.
Oh, I forgot about that. I saw that.
At 3 in the morning.
Let's go, LA. Everyone, wake up.
Wake up.
3 a.m.
That's right.
You got to start your shift at 4. Mm-hmm. So.
Exactly.
That's nuts.
So that's pretty fun.
That's cool.
Yeah, let's get into some kickaroos.
Some kickaroos, huh?
Mm-hmm.
You want to kick some people from down under?
Some down under.
Down under. Kicks for kangaroos.
All right.
Kickaroos.
Kickaroos.
Anyways, first up on the kickaroo list.
No worries, mate.
We've got a upcoming release.
Yeah.
This Saturday, the Jordan 9.
Yes.
With the, what would you call that, the ice blue?
It's they're calling it what are they calling it? A neutral blue or something?
Oh, okay, yeah.
No, it has a specific name. We have to know. Can you look it up?
I will look it up.
It's killing me. That's why.
Powder blue.
Powder blues. Yes. There you go. That's their version of the Nines powder blue colorway, which is cool.
Pretty sick.
Yeah, I always loved the shape of the Nine.
Yeah, we touched on the Nine a little bit a few episodes ago. Mm-hmm. But I gotta say, I'm excited for when we do the full thing, because
yeah,
this is a pretty shoe.
Very pretty shoe. It's in a bunch of movies. I do think it's hard to.
Did it go to space? Did this shoe go to space?
The shoe.
Is it out of this world?
I wasn't talking about jelly, but I was talking about Jam, Space Jam.
Flubber?
It's in that movie. Flubber. Robin Williams. You know what, though? I will say, it's hard to make a very nice colorway of this shoe, I think.
Yeah, there's not a lot of opportunity for like good color blocking.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I feel the same way. Because obviously the original black and white pair is the best of the best of the Nines. This is a great pair. I love this pair.
Yeah, this is cool.
Cool gray is probably the second best to me. And then after that, it's kind of hard to think of another, for me personally, another really dope Nine colorway.
Yeah.
Which is kind of interesting having it be a nice shape of shoe, right?
Yeah, that is kind of interesting. It's interesting, too, because you can see the inspiration, how this inspired the 11 in particular, with these like kind of clear lines dividing the
vent system, ventilation system. Yeah, that. And this bar here is also.
Yeah, and the midsole 11-ish. Is very 11-y. I'm pretty excited about this pair. They're really nice.
It's a nice pair. I think I would, if I had those, I would play basketball in those.
Okay. Would you get them for $210?
Not a pair on my list.
On your list? They're a little expensive, I think.
Yeah.
Especially like you said, if you were gonna play basketball on these, you could definitely get probably a better, more comfortable pair.
Oh, definitely.
For less money.
This is you're wearing these at 24 Hour Fitness to swag out and
you want sweat. To stunt on everybody.
Stunt like your father.
I'm gonna be a stunt man. But yeah, I thought these were cool. Wanted to shout these out. They are coming out soon, so if you guys are big on the Nines, check them out. Was this an original colorway, or is this like a re-release?
Yes. Okay. So it didn't come out with the original black and white pair, but there is a very cool picture, OG picture of Michael Jordan wearing his full North Carolina outfit and this pair, which is really dope.
That's cool.
I mean, he was already in the NBA, but he wore just kind of like a like a retro commercial poster type of thing.
Do you remember the commercial? I don't remember when this aired, but I've seen it on YouTube. I think it was a Gatorade commercial.
Okay.
And it was when MJ was on the Wizards. Uh-huh. And he's playing. He's in the gym getting up shots in his Wizards uniform. And then he walks in his Bulls uniform as a rookie. I'll have to send you this. That's dope. They play one-on-one. And then old MJ wins. And then in walks North Carolina MJ.
Whoa.
So cool.
That's dope.
And I think someone that played for the Globetrotters was the body double for Bulls MJ. Was it
our boy
Ant? I think it was Special K.
Was it our boy Ant?
No, it was not. It was not Ant Anderson.
Because he plays.
He plays Magic. Extras.
Yeah. Awesome.
In Winning Time. Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out Ant.
Shout out Hen Dog.
Yeah.
Anyways, next pair, even cooler than this pair, I would say. A pair.
Respect to the Nines.
Yes.
Comment down below if your favorite Nine. You know.
Eight is my favorite Nine.
Eight is your. The Jordan 9 8 colorway. What?
It says 8 everywhere. What? Anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I would say about this next pair?
What would you...
I'd say cowabunga, dude.
Ow! Damn. I hit, like, some wood. I think I got a splinter. Master Splinter was part of the Ninja Turtles.
Sleep. You got me for real. I thought you got hurt.
You thought I got hurt for reals? You care about me, bro. That's see. Thanks, bro.
Hey, you're being too quiet. Thanks, I need you to get back in your shell.
Okay.
Anyways, it's turtle time.
Heroes in a half shell turtle power.
Turtles in the shell toe.
Dad, that's a dope pair, though.
It's so cool.
It's so clean.
It's so sick.
Okay, but real quick, could be kind of a joke. Is that supposed to be turtle skin? Kind of gross.
It's a little weird.
It's a little weird that I think about it.
Turtles are, you know, an endangered species. Not cool.
Still a cool colorway.
This shoe pretty much has everything that we like, though. Because, I mean...
Yeah.
So it's the Adidas Superstar TMNT collab.
Shell toe.
The shell toe.
Let's go down the EJ, the Statty Daddy Sneaker Peter list. Material, we love all the materials on here, right?
Yes, we do.
Fat lace, we love a fat lace. Detail, little
the
details.
The details is what makes it for me.
Mm-hmm.
How it, the stitching on the side here for the shell toe, that's sick.
What if they could have put Raphael or Donatello and the name right there?
See, and that's the one thing that we had talked about. So this pair is only coming out in the red colorway.
This is it.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Which I think is Mikey. Is he red?
No,
Raphael's red. Yes, but it would have been cool if they had a different colorway for all four of the turtles. And maybe they will. I haven't heard anything now.
Maybe they're hiding or keeping it.
Seeing how these do. But it would be so cool if they had. I mean, it's an easy touch, you know, change two colors.
Yeah.
Special
packaging.
Yes. Of course.
I believe, with this cool lace lock, which is their bandana.
Yeah.
Mask. And also, what I found out is a really cool comic.
Yes, I see it comes with a comic, which is really cool. The box is kind of looking like
awesome a
comic,
box, dude.
I'm comic a strip.
Sucker for a good box.
It's really cool. The other thing that I had suggested that I thought would be cool, they're also calling this color shadow green. That's pretty funny. Is that if they had done, even if they weren't going to make four different colorways with the different colors for the turtles,
yeah.
Is if they had just did like, okay, you have red on the outside here, then you have blue on the inside. Purple on the inside of your left shoe, and then orange on the outside of the left shoe. So you can still get all four of the colors. I thought that'd be a cool compromise. But no one listens to me.
How about the Nike Air Force One that had detachable Velcro swooshes? What if you had detachable stripes of the different colors? So I want to be Donatello today. I want to be Leo today.
Yeah, that would be sick.
Right?
That would be super cool.
Adidas, man.
We're free.
We're available.
We're free every day except you. Mondays.
Yeah.
We're busy.
Mondays, we film stuff. Don't call me on Monday.
Call me maybe. These are coming out through Adidas Confirmed app very, very soon.
Yes.
Friday the 22nd. So stay tuned for that. 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time.
What's the dollars on it?
$130. Pretty decent for an Adidas, but I mean, this is a very special collab, I'd say.
Cool details on the box and the shoe, the comic material on the shoe is great. So, I mean,
definitely
all falls under the 130 there.
Trying to compete with the Nike SB Powerpuff Girls. I mean, this is pretty much in the exact same lane. So,
you can do a cartoon, we can do cartoons.
I'm all for it. Give me some more cartoons.
Yeah. Favorite Ninja Turtle bad guy? Did you watch Ninja Turtles?
I did, but I was pretty young.
Yeah.
Probably Shredder.
I mean, Shredder is the number
one. He's the guy.
I do like Rocksteady and Bebop, the pig and the rhino.
Yes.
Fire.
Those are good. You always need a fat guy and strong guy together. That makes it funny.
The fat guy could have been strong too.
He is strong. I don't make the rules.
Yeah, but iconic TV show. I mean,
iconic franchise.
I grew up on that.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's been around forever.
Long time.
Yes.
Played the video games, Nintendo, everything. So cool that they're finally getting a shoe.
Yeah, this is dope. I really hope they do continue and make the rest of the colorways, because this can be a pretty special pair, I think. So
Definitely a cool collector piece that we say
can
belong in your collector. Pairs that you don't wear. I mean, obviously you wear it, but if you don't, I can see why.
I would definitely see why. So Friday at 7, if you guys are interested, definitely
be ready.
Check it out. But that is the shell toe. And then we got one more pair here. Switching it back to a more performance model again.
Okay.
We got the Puma All-Pro Nitro Marcus Smart.
Yes.
So this is this model has been around, but this is the Marcus Smart edition, I guess, if you will. The player edition. So pretty cool. These are retailing, though. They're out right now for $140. So
okay.
Pretty good.
very much a Puma shoe, because it's very super. Actually, it's very similar to LaMelo's shoe. If you look at it,
the shape is very similar.
It's almost like spinning image.
But this is a very calmed down version of any Adidas shoe. They've had some crazy colorways lately, which is cool. Mm-hmm. You know, stand out.
Is this like an Earth, a planet colorway? Because there's like a coordinates right here.
Yeah,
it almost looks like a map.
That's kind of interesting.
Or a satellite. Screen?
Yeah, like a radar.
Yes.
I'm not sure. I know that the Grizzlies...
I'm trying to connect that with Marcus Smart right now.
Marcus Smart, he's always on the map.
He loves globes.
He's really into blue. I do think the Grizzlies have been trying to work in some more green into their shoes.
I mean, this shoe would be perfect for their jersey.
They're calling it Fluoro Green Pets. P.S. I don't know. Pes? Fluoro Green Pes? They're pesky? Not sure.
P.E.s?
Inspired by Marcus Smart's vibrant style of play, this player exclusive brings the latest in Puma hoops. Fluoro Green Pes. I don't know. That's...
I do. I mean, I love Pes the candy.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But like we talked about, the Grizzlies have pretty much shut down their roster. I'm not sure if he's been really playing. I know for a while he did have his hair dyed green. Yeah, he's been out with a finger injury since January, so he hasn't even been playing.
Yeah, that bad, huh?
Yeah. But definitely Marcus Smart, a good piece for the Grizzlies. And I thought it was interesting that he got not quite a signature shoe, but, you know, cool to be the athlete for a particular model. It's always exciting, I'd say.
Yeah, and it's nice to see not just the big stars getting recognized in the shoe
game
by these companies. So it's nice to see people like him. Who else is like another guy that has a shoe like that?
Aaron Gordon
has his actual shoe, which is cool.
All these pairs.
Dinwiddie has, you know,
his signature model.
So it's cool to see like the mid-tier level players getting stuff too.
And we have a guy that coming up later that is similar vein for Jordan Brand, but he's a cut above, I'd say.
Oh no, definitely.
But same thing going on there. We'll get there. Don't worry. Stick around. Mm-hmm.
Go to the fridge, grab a drink.
And then come back, we'll wait.
But if you're in the car, don't leave the car.
Don't leave the car, but we'll wait for the drink. Don't let us know when you're back, guys.
Yeah. Are you back?
I hope so.
I can't believe we just did that.
I hope so, so here we go. It's like Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
Have did you get a drink?
Drink.
Good. Mel.
Thirsty.
But that's it for new releases. What do you think of this shoe?
I like it a lot. I would definitely wear it. I do want to see it in other colorways.
Yeah.
This one is kind of not in my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
But I do like the shape of the shoe. If I was gifted the shoe, I would definitely wear it.
They do have some other colorways. This is just the Marcus Smart, you know, player edition, like
right.
I said.
Uh-huh.
So I do see like a black and white version.
That one you're looking at right there is pretty cool.
Pretty cool, yeah. And it's kind of interesting. You can't see it from here, but on this one here, I'll put a picture up. The colorway from the midsole kind of blends onto the top of the toe. So that's kind of I kind of like when they merge like parts of the shoe together.
Yeah,
I always think that's pretty cool.
I mean, they're always getting more and more creative with these things. Yeah. So. If any of you are thinking about, you know, picking up a pair of Pumas, I would definitely say go do it.
Yeah, I mean, they definitely look comfortable. And look at that heel. That is...
You are supported.
Very comfortable.
Yeah.
But as I said, that's it for the new releases.
For the new rallies.
Which means...
Uh-oh.
It is time to...
Police? Or leave it alone.
Or let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. Let it go.
Let it go or Policia.
Policia.
Yeah.
Yes, it is that time, America. All 90 of you.
Oh, America or whatever country you're from.
Or
continent.
Or planet?
Or planet.
Maybe you're an astronaut. Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys got internet up there?
Are you watching Marvin? I don't know. Thanos?
You can start disappearing. EJ.
I'm cold.
I don't want to go, Mr. Stark. it is time for Cop or Drop, though.
Cop or Drop.
And I wanted to keep it in the Puma family.
Okay.
And it's a shoe I think we mentioned the other day.
Okay.
But we've never really talked about it extensively.
Okay.
And it's an all-time classic.
Ooh.
Going up against, I would say, another
all-time
classic.
I think I might
have. You might know where we're headed.
I think I know. We ask this every week. What went into this week's Cop or Drop?
This week, I was...
What were your inspirations?
I was crunched for time, so I said, you know, I'm already on the Puma website. Will do.
I'm picking a poo.
Taking a poo. I wanted to keep it. I kind of liked...
You're thinking old school? You're in the old school mood?
Yes. I liked last week having it be, you know, some classics.
Yeah.
And I think we've done some classic pairs the last few weeks, so
yeah,
I kind of like that. I mean, there's something to say about doing the new shoes, but
of course,
I thought that this would be fun to see not only some classics, but mm-hmm. I would say mostly just kind of casual shoes that you could see anywhere at any time.
Right,
are definitely not basketball, not anymore, at least.
Right on, Steady.
Without further ado, it's time to Cop or Drop the Puma Suede.
I knew it.
And the Vans.
How dare you.
Old school.
How dare you.
Classic pairs that I have a very, very similar. It's almost like if you just took the midsole and flipped it, it would give you the other shoe.
Mm-hmm. At one point in different cultures and different cities, this is the everyday shoe.
Yes.
Like, the shoe. And yes. I think maybe, you know, in late 70s, 80s, you got the Clyde.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the first big shoes.
You know, if you watched our older episodes, the very first signature shoe for Clyde Frazier. And the Vans Old School is a L.A.
Skater, surfer. Yeah.
I mean, anybody and everybody wears this.
Yes.
From grandma to baby.
Yes.
You know? Doesn't Dogs. Matter what. Yes, you
Cats.
Know, goths, you know, athletes.
Nerds. Dorks.
Yeah.
Schizoids.
I mean, literally goes with everything and anything.
Yeah,
you know.
All-time classic.
Could be your slipper, you know.
Pretty much, yeah.
Summer, all season. So, two heavy hitters and very tough again.
I do not envy you. I'm not going to pick this one. I'll never say.
No, you will.
You will.
I'm gonna make you.
Oh, yes, you will.
I'm going to cop the old school.
Woo!
No disrespect to Puma. No disrespect to the Clyde, because I just legendary shoe.
Yes, I would agree.
I love it. I mean,
have you ever owned one?
Yes.
Okay.
I did have the navy pair.
Nice.
And I beat them and I wore them all the time. I didn't beat them, sorry. I wore them till they were not ready to go anymore. I'm backpedaling. Yeah, I mean, I wanted to choose that. Very versatile, too. You can put fat laces, skinny laces, wear them with shorts,
yeah.
Wear them with pants.
Yeah.
Very comfortable. But, you know, over the years, I've just really worn many a pair of old school Vans. I would have to go with that.
Yes. I would agree. I would also cop the old school. Just
close to a Chuck.
That's why. That's the only reason why.
Do you own a pair of Vans Old School?
No.
No?
No, I don't think... I don't know if I ever have either. I used to have the Vans checkered slip-ons when I was younger.
Which is huge now still.
Yeah, I know. Whenever I see them, I'm like, huh. Because it just reminds me
They're
of
dope.
Like the mid-2000s.
Yeah.
So, but no, I don't think I've ever owned a pair of Old School. I'll have to go back and try some Vans because I haven't worn a pair of Vans since I've grown completely into my feet, and they do not make half sizes at my. They don't make 12 and a halfs. They stop at I think 11 and a half.
That's right.
So
that's so weird.
Maybe a 12 could fit. I'll have to try some and see how it goes.
And then you have, and then it'd go to 13, which would be.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. There has been some pair of Vans that we've covered.
Let's document that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like some of their new skate shoes, not that I skate, but I've liked how they looked, and I was like, oh, those would be kind of cool as mm-hmm. like a more everyday pair. So mm-hmm. I'll have to hit my local Billabong store and.
Your local Valsurf? You remember Valsurf?
Yes.
Yes.
Billy's Skate Shop.
Billy's Skate. what else is there?
I'm missing one.
Borders.
O'Neill.
Oh, yes. O'Neill.
Borders. Get some books and some
shit. No, there's a Borders, B-O-A-R-D.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was in the Galleria. I was like, Glendale Galleria.
Huh.
Yeah. You just...
Barnes & Noble.
Sells Vans. Yes, we will document that.
We'll document my feet.
We need to know...
That'll be on the OnlyFans, so...
We need to know what size he is.
Yes, we will do that.
That was a good copper drop.
Yes, classics.
I'm sure a lot of people watching will have a tough time picking that, too.
It's
but I do think a lot of people will go towards this, just because...
Especially in our area.
Yeah.
I do think it's cool, though, that Puma's, you know, trying to revitalize, not revitalize, but, you know, put some life back into the suedes, because mm-hmm. they do this every once in a while. They do the XL version, where everything just gets a little thicker, a little meatier, and I think that's kind of cool. Cool style change, but keeping the look similar.
Yes, Rihanna also had that.
With her Fenty.
The Fenty platform Clyde, which was dope for the women.
Yeah, those are sick.
She chose really good colorways and merch, like shirts and skirts and shorts and stuff. That was a long time ago. So I wonder where they move with this model.
Yeah.
Not from moving forward.
And also, Clyde's just one of the coolest NBA personalities.
The guy dresses cool as hell.
Yes.
He's smooth as hell.
Seems super nice.
You know, seems like he'd stop for an autograph or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
You know.
But thank you for copying and dropping on this classic pair. A Rooney.
Thank you for finding and putting on the TV.
You're welcome. I hope you enjoy these kickaroos.
They're great.
They're from down under.
Oh, and we haven't forgot about our... Don't forget, the March Madness tournament's coming up. The Copper Drop tournament is also coming up.
Just wait.
That's going to be lit.
Next episode is going to be dumb.
It's going to be the best.
It's going to be difficult. but yes, we will get into that.
We'll get that bracket ready, and then get your picks ready.
Yes, we want you guys to make picks with us, so mm-hmm. let us
That's going to be so much fun. I'm getting excited just thinking about that.
Moving along, though, let's talk about them heaters on them feeders.
Heaters on them feeders.
With Skeeter.
The heaters on the players.
The fire with them guys.
The fire on the... The fire on the dudes.
Our first fire dude is who I was teasing earlier.
Who's the first flame boy?
He plays for the New Orleans Pelicans.
Ah.
But he does not look like he eats a bunch of donuts. In fact, he looks the opposite. Brandon Ingram, sleepy boy.
Sleepy boy.
With his signature model that he wears, the mm-hmm. Jordan 38,
yes.
He has become the face of the newest Jordan. If you noticed... That is a kind of odd-looking colorway. It is white and green.
Interesting.
This is... We'll get a close-up here. I am a star rising from the dark.
Waiting.
I don't know. Waiting.
No.
Yes, I think it is waiting.
Waiting to something. Exhale.
Waiting to do some cool, very cool stuff. But yes, Brandon Ingram, and this is his Jordan 38 PE.
Beautiful shoe.
And it's a nod to his high school, Kinston High,
okay.
from North Carolina, where he's from. And their colors were green and gold.
Not necessarily a famous high school.
No.
Right? Okay. And what's the 13? Is that his number in high school?
That was his number in high school.
That's awesome.
Yes. And he has, pretty famous, semi-famously worn 14 in the NBA.
Yeah.
But yeah, high school 13 was his number. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was a super dope pair. And the Jordan 38 is growing on me. We've talked about it a few times on the pod, but
Tinker,
it's kind of a cool shoe.
It's a great shoe. Tinker did a wonderful job designing it. My favorite part is the ventilation system right here in the middle with the netting.
Yeah, no, it's super nice.
I also like the these this part that comes up here and how they made that green. That, like this whole
thing. Yeah, right? This kind of looks like the Jordan 4 midsole a little bit, I think.
Yes. I think Tinker will add little things from all his older models and be like when he's putting them on these newer models now, right?
Yeah.
Just to kind of, I think that's what all these from like the 30 on is kind of like a homage from the 30 previous.
Yeah, take this piece that you like that's good and put it on this newer body, you know?
With the new technology.
Yeah.
Exactly. I thought the 38 was a beautiful shoe too. They've gone crazy with the colorways with these. Mm-hmm. They've done playoff 8. 38. They've done, I think they've done cool gray 38. Mm-hmm. I think they've done like, they've done all the different numbers, and then which I love when they do that.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Also, Brandon Ingram is a really good player, so he deserves it. Yes,
balling out.
Yeah.
And I like the texture of these materials here on the heel.
Look, and look how many different directions of the stitching.
Yes.
It's almost like an arrow here. This is straight.
Yeah.
Another different, this is leather.
Even this little strip right here, completely different than anything else on the shoe.
So cool, dude.
Very, very cool.
I want to see that design in the back too.
I know. Yeah, it looks really cool. This was March 13th against the Cavs. This was in Smoothie King Center in New Orleans, and the Pelicans kind of got smoked. 116-95 they lost. Ingram had a decent game. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 turnovers, and 2 fouls on 8 of 14 shooting. So definitely not bad.
Nice.
Zion has been coming alive again.
The whole Pelicans team, really.
Yeah, the Pelicans.
They're like the hottest team right now.
They're one of the hottest teams since the All-Star break, and they're pretty much solidifying their place as the 5th seed.
Yeah.
I don't think it'd be tough for the Suns or anyone below them to move up into that spot. So they're probably going to end up playing the Clips or whoever ends up
solidifying into that
4th
spot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which Clips Pels could be a fun matchup.
Oh yeah.
Pretty decent,
especially with the Clips getting some people back when the playoffs come.
Cuz even though the Clips have a lot of pieces, I think defensively the Pelicans line up pretty well. Herb Jones is a crazy good defender.
Mm-hmm.
Trey Murphy is a pretty good defender.
Yep.
And then
all young.
Yeah, very young team. B.I. can be pretty good on defense, and mm-hmm. Zion, if he wants to, can also be pretty decent. So should be fun. I think it'll be a good series if that's how it shakes up.
Yeah. I heard a rumor that they were going to have to pick, the Pelicans will have to pick between one of the two stars next year.
Probably. I mean,
and who would you pick is why I brought that up.
Probably Zion. The upside from Zion
is
way higher than anything B.I. can do for you.
I think with B.I. you already know what you're going to get.
Yeah, this is it. I mean, he's really good, but he's not...
Solid player.
He's going to be occasionally an all-star, depending on what team he's on,
mm-hmm.
but probably not ever all-NBA, where Zion could... I could see him being all-NBA first team. If he really just buckles down and just plays, you know?
Stays healthy, gets his mind right, plays right. Sky's the limit. You're right. His ceiling, we still don't know.
No, yeah. I don't think we know it. I do think his contract is coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
Ingram, let's see. He is under contract until the end of next year. And then he's going to be...
So up for extension.
Yes. He will be up for extension, but, you know, like you said, who knows if they're going to actually make that extension.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zion did sign a contract extension in 2022, so he's under their books until the end of the 2028 season, so he's there for a while. So
okay.
I think it'll more be about extending B.I. Mm-hmm. next year.
Like, do they keep him or not?
They've got a full year to figure it out, so if they can just all gel and everyone stays healthy, they could be a really good team next year.
For sure. They were already making noise last year, so.
Moving it along.
Yeah.
We've got a player you sent me with some crazy stuff.
This is...
The Kobe King, DeMar DeRozan.
We already know he's the Kobe King, but he keeps surprising me with some nuts pairs. Like, this is the Kobe ZK1.
What's the ZK?
Zoom Kobe 1.
Zion Killiamson.
Zion
King Smoothie.
Killian Hayes.
I don't
think this is... So there is a pack of Kobe's that came out around 10 years ago. called the Prelude Pack. This is when he retired. Mm-hmm. So less than 10 years ago.
Closing in on 10 years, 8 years ago.
Almost there, right. And all these shoes were all his line in different shades of starting from white to black. Mm. And with that last pair being black, stuck like a fade to black, being mm-hmm. the end of his career.
That's really cool. Which
is the dopest theme to a pack of shoes, obviously, for Kobe.
Yeah.
I want to say this is the one, because you see it's all the same color.
Pretty much all white, yeah.
One really bright white colorway, almost like a white knight type of thing. Mm-hmm. But I don't know for sure. This definitely could be a PE mm. of his. But if that was part of that pack, then that's definitely the Kobe one of that pack. But just a beautiful, beautiful colorway. I think it's all leather all around. And the shape of that Kobe one is just butter.
Yes, it's really nice. Here's a closer look.
Yeah, super, so it's mostly super dope. Leather.
Yeah, it's definitely mostly leather. Yeah. And, so sick.
Dude. Man, I need a Kobe one in my life.
Eventually. Yeah, those are crazy. This game that he wore them was against the Mavericks on March 11th at 8 p.m. 8 p.m. We don't need to know the time, but just so you know, that's what it says here.
What time did he score his first point?
The Bulls got smoked by Luka and the Mavs, 127-92. It was a home game for them, so that's a bit of a bummer. DeMar had... only pretty mediocre game. 13 points, 2 rebounds, 2 assists, a turnover and a foul on 4 of 9 shooting. Mm-hmm. And but he did get named NBA Eastern Conference Player of the Week. So
I was just going to say, because he's actually going off right now.
Yeah, this was 2 games ago for him. So in his last game, he scored 46 points and had 9 rebounds. And he forced overtime.
That shot was insane.
Indiana, yeah, that shot was dumb.
Turnaround, like Kobe-like jumper.
And then won the game. They won 132-129.
Indiana, so, right, you said?
Yeah, against
Which
Indiana.
Is part of their skid now, yeah.
Yes. He had 24 3 games ago with 10 assists and 8 rebounds. 33 the one before that. And 29 before that. So he's balling out.
He's feeling it right now.
And then moving it to our last player, who he last played against the Bulls.
Man. Yeah.
I know, it's almost that time, kids. Stephen Curry, who is injured. He's been out with an ankle injury for about a week now. So that is not good.
But good for the Lakers, because they are very close in standings.
Yes. It does seem like that the Warriors and Lakers will probably end up playing each other in the play-in, which is
Unless somehow the Lakers can jump the Kings, which I don't...
No, we Kings, just lost them twice in a row.
And 4 times in the season, which is ridiculous. It's gonna be tough to get up, obviously, out of the play-in, but even to get to 7 and 8, it's going to be tough for them. But yeah, we might get that rematch.
Yeah, it should be pretty interesting, especially in a, one winner-take-all game.
Oh, yeah.
This was Steph's last game that he played, though, against the Bulls in Golden State in San Francisco, wearing a mismatched pair.
I was going to say, is that like a what the?
It kind of looks like it, right? There is a lot of colors. I'm going to show
Nike.
Another reverse angle here.
Copyright. It looks nuts. It almost looks like a cause colorway because of the teeth. It looks like teeth.
Yeah, right? There's a lot happening on this shoe.
They went crazy with the colors. I wonder if it has like a hiking shoe color type of theme to it. Really out there, though, for sure. Especially for a Curry pair.
Yeah, right? Isn't that like pretty crazy?
Mm-hmm.
But in this game, the Stephster... as everyone calls him, obviously.
Yeah.
Before he got injured, 15 points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist, 2 turnovers, and 1 foul on 5 of 18 shooting, including 3 for 12 from downtown. So
not too good.
Not the best game. Klay had 25 off the bench and was kind of keeping them afloat. This game was pretty close. The Bulls ended up winning 125-122. And DeMar, this was his 33.8 rebound game that we mentioned. And Vucevic also had 33 points and 11 rebounds.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I thought this was a cool pair that he kind of mixed it up in all the different ways that he did.
Yeah, I like it too.
Thank you, Sneaky Pete, for finding that for us.
I needed to know.
Under Armour Curry Flow 11. Armies. in a super mismatched what the pair, definitely, for sure.
Yeah, but we won't get you in trouble,
Mr. Chef.
Yeah, because Chef too, because what the is under the Nike.
This is a huh?
Excuse me?
Under Army,
excuse me's.
All right, we gotta end this episode. It's time for me to go to bed.
We're filming this at night.
The Under Army's, Curry's, Flowies.
Flowies. 11's. Excuse me's. Are you kidding me?
The Under Armour Curry 11 Flow. What?
Whoa.
Are you for real?
Are you serious? Yeah.
Are you serious?
I mean, we're just coming up with names. Use whichever one you like.
I'm going to cut all this. I'm going to cut this whole episode. This whole episode is just going to be, hey guys, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Under Armie Hammer. The actor.
Getting,
oh, that gets canceled, right?
Yeah,
I take that back.
You're beating your shoes. You're friends with Armie Hammer.
I'm asking for it.
But yes, that is our last pair of
yes.
Haters on feeders.
Yes.
So,
pretty cool
pair.
Yes. Great job on the heaters on the players. All right. Hold on. Whew. Okay.
Warm in here.
It is warm. But yes, that was a good pair. Please comment below if there's any pairs that you see in game on your favorite team.
On your favorite player.
On your favorite player, and let us know.
On your least favorite player. We'll roast them for you.
Yeah. It could be Pat Beverly.
Chris Paul.
Rodney Carney.
Chris Paul again. Rodney Carney is wow.
I just thought of that name. I was like, oh yeah, I remember him.
Will Bynum.
Will, ooh.
Pistons legends.
Yeah. Ty Lawson.
Brandon Knight.
Oh, are you doing just Detroit?
I'm only doing Detroit.
Darius Sungaila. I don't know if he was on Detroit, though.
Wow, that would be crazy if he was.
Yeah.
Chris Webber for that one weird season.
Yes.
I think
that was that, weird.
Was that Philly? He was definitely on Philly.
No, he was on Detroit.
He's on Detroit. That's
yeah,
very weird.
So random. Alec Burks.
Good one. Current.
No, he got traded to New York.
Yes, he did. Anyways.
That was a great episode.
Yes, that was a good one.
By this time, we will have been at and filmed content at Got Soul, so be on the lookout for that. And all the new stuff that we'll be coming up with this rest of this month of March.
Let's do some predictions. Will you get a new pair at Got Soul?
I'm going to go with yes. Because they have tables there where they just do just deals. So like really good pairs for cheap.
Okay.
So I'm hoping that there's one of my grail, not even grail, but just something that I've been looking at for a while that's there. And if it's there, I will not drop it.
You will not drop it?
I will cop it.
You will, in fact, cop it. Real life copper drop coming up. That's going to be fun.
That's insane. Yeah.
Will I buy a new pair?
I think you will window shop, but if you see something that is insane to you, I think you will buy. I think it's more 60-40.
Yeah, I'm willing to spend like $10,000.
You got the Louis Vuitton Air Force Ones? No? Okay.
Well, then whatever you do have, I don't need.
Only the Red Octobers? Two of them.
One for each foot.
Which, by the way, remember Justin Timberlake bought
them
on Secret Shopping? $12,000.
How did they have his size? That's nuts. I mean, I guess they planned for it.
They also didn't say if it was brand new, so.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's why, because it's hard to find a new pair of those nowadays.
But
stay tuned for new stuff, guys, coming up.
Comment down below if I ended up buying something.
Yeah. And do you like the name Under Army? Comment on
below. We do. I do. I don't know. I think it sticks.
Yeah. But thanks again for watching and listening, guys. We will catch you guys next week on the Flippity Floppity.
That's the only thing that is allowed to go at the end of the episode now. It's just one sick-ass high five.